Hey, what's up? This is Leo for Actualize.org. And in this video, I want to talk about commitment. And I want to give you an example of what it takes to be committed to your life purpose. Hey, all right, commitment. Let's talk about this. Let's crack into it. I want to get really practical with you guys in these videos, and I want to give you more and more details about what does I actually mean about some of these concepts. Because sometimes when you get these concepts, I know what's going on in your head. I know that you're dismissing them because you're missing the depth and the impact that they can really have on you. And one of the things that I think I can do is share more examples of what I really mean. And a lot of times you'll be surprised by how these concepts actually get fleshed out in real life and how it can be something very simple that you just overlook. You don't really notice these things until you start to study this stuff like I do. And when I give you these examples, I think what it's going to do is solidify in your mind what I'm really talking about. So one of the things that I want from you is I want commitment from you, and I want you to be working and taking action on your goals. And one of the things that I mean by commitment, because commitment can be an abstract term. What the hell does commitment mean? How do you quantify commitment? Well, I got a perfect example for you today. This is actually something I kind of struggled with a little bit. So, a little technical fact is that as I'm shooting these videos, what I do is I use an expensive wireless microphone. This wireless microphone system plugs into the camera. I've got it on my hip here. And this microphone system takes two AA batteries on each, the receiver and the transmitter, so it's four AA batteries. And I don't know how much time do I get. I usually get maybe, I'd say, 4 hours of recording on four of those batteries. So just, you know, one set of batteries will get me about 4 hours of footage. And then the battery dies out, and then I need to replace those to shoot more video. And so, what's the point? Well, the point is that I kind of have been putting myself on track to be releasing a lot of content, a lot of video for you guys, and I want to keep doing that for the long run. And so today, I had a pack of maybe 12 batteries. I'm starting to run low, and so I went to, where would I go? I went to Home Depot to buy some more batteries, and I'm stocking up, and as I'm there, I'm looking at the battery counter, and there's all sorts of brands, all sorts of sizes, and the packages. I'm looking for the AA's, and I'm seeing packages. You know, I see a 4-pack, I see an 8-pack, I see a 12-pack. I'm like, oh, 12-pack, that's nice. I want something, you know, I want something big because I plan to be shooting more of these videos. I'm committed to that. So 12-pack looks good. Then I see, what is more than 12? How about a 20-pack? Do they have a 20-pack? Sure enough, they have a 20-pack. Then I look, do they have anything bigger? Like a 30-pack? Sure enough, there's like a 36-pack of Energizers. I'm like, yeah, that's what I should be getting. Right? I mean, why? I'm going to save some money if I do that, but ultimately, you know, why would I not do that if I'm serious about releasing this content? Am I serious about it or not? Why am I hesitating? I found myself hesitating. And it's not like I have a money problem. I don't have a shortage of money, so I can splurge and buy as many batteries as I really want. It's not going to really affect my bottom line. But psychologically, what's happening in my mind is there's a little bit of a war going on. It's a little subtle if you're not sensitive to it. And what was happening was there, I was standing there as I was thinking, on the one level, I saw some limiting beliefs I still have about money and scarcity, and I still thought to myself, do I really need 36 Energizer batteries? You know, what am I going to do with that many of them? What if I end up not liking the Energizers, and maybe I want some other brand later, then I'm going to have all these leftover batteries? Or what happens if they expire? And then I picked up the package and started looking at expiration dates. I'm wondering, like, am I going to even be able to burn through that many batteries in the next year or two, however long a battery lasts? I wasn't sure. So I started looking at the expiration dates. And by the way, batteries last forever, so there's not a problem there. But the other thought that I was having was I was really, the bottom line of it, what I was doing was I was questioning whether this is something that I'm committed to. Because on the one hand, logically, I'm saying, yes, I'm committed to this. I'm committed to releasing lots of content. I want to be doing this for at least the next few years of my life. I'm just going to devote myself to creating content, maybe even longer if things are going great. So I've committed myself to that. But see, I'm still working the process. It's not just simple. It's not black and white. You start off and you tell yourself consciously, but it's still not really permeated on the subconscious level. It's not totally you. You don't always believe everything you tell yourself. And that's how it should be. That doesn't mean you're bullshitting yourself. You're moving yourself up. You're kind of bootstrapping yourself. And bootstrapping yourself can be tricky, can be tough. Sometimes your mind will resist. So in this case, my mind was resisting a little bit. I noticed that I wasn't fully bought in with the battery situation. And then I'm like, well, you know what? I mean, why am I not practicing what I'm preaching here? I mean, I'm telling you guys to be committed. I'm telling myself even. My highest self is telling my lower self that I'm committed and that I'm willing to do this, and I'm going to be spending the next few years doing this. So logically, it just makes sense that I would stock up on as many batteries as I can get, because I'm burning through batteries so quickly that realistically, I'm going to be burning through probably 36 batteries in a month, if not in a few weeks, because of how much content I shoot. So that being the case, I'll easily be able to use those batteries. But even as I was having that argument with myself, I still noticed resistance. The lower self was resisting, and it was saying, but what if I want to leave my options open, right? What if I decide to, this wasn't really what I want to do. Maybe I decided I want to do something else. Maybe I stop shooting video. Maybe something happens, you know? Not too smart to stock up in that case, right? But see, what I'm doing there is I'm leaving my options open. Sometimes it's smart to leave your options open. I'm not saying you should always cut, make these decisions and make these cuts. Sometimes you want to keep stuff open. Great. But sometimes you want to make a cut. You want to make a clear cut. And you want to say, this is it. I'm all in. I'm committed. It's a little bit of a technique, you know, a little bit of a kind of a mind fuck that you run on yourself to get yourself to follow through on the stuff that you said you're going to follow through on. Because it's tough. I mean, sometimes I'm really excited to be shooting these videos. Usually I am, but it's still tough to motivate myself to get up here and do this stuff. I mean, I have to summon charisma and energy and knowledge and resources that I would rather not have to summon. I mean, I'd rather sit on the couch and do nothing. Honestly, I mean, that would be easier, more comfortable than being up here in front of a bright light and shooting all this stuff and worrying about whether I said everything I wanted to say and getting it right and editing it and posting it and then trying to make sure that you guys are happy with it and I'm happy with it. I mean, that's more of a hassle than not doing it, right? But there's something higher there that I'm working towards. I'm making a commitment. I'm making a commitment and I'm recommitting. This is key. You don't make a commitment once. You keep recommitting, because I can guarantee you that even if you find that perfect fit, that perfect life purpose, that perfect cause in your life, that perfect business, that perfect job, just that perfect vocation for you, your life calling, you find it, you're feeling awesome. The next week, I mean, your life can still feel pretty dull. And in fact, you can feel depressed the next week because you were on a high, now you're on a low. That's how it is sometimes. And then you get some snag here, you get some snag there, something doesn't quite go the way you want it to go, you're becoming butthurt about it, becoming depressed about it, all of a sudden you start going into a spiral of negative thinking, worry, pessimism, all of a sudden you start thinking about failure too much, all your old limiting beliefs come back in a big bright flash, and what do you want to do? You want to quit, you want to cut, you want to run, you want to pull yourself out of that commitment? Oh yeah, you don't want to be committed at that point. But what you gotta do is you gotta realize that it's all a trick. It's your mind fucking with you. It's your mind trying to keep you where you're at and not where you should be. And so what you gotta do is you gotta push yourself through and you say, this is tough. This is a really tough time, but I'm pushing through. And I'm not gonna say this battery situation was really tough for me. It was just a subtle thing. But I want you to notice how commitment gets translated into something very tangible. Wait 1 second. Look, batteries, right? What did I end up buying? I bought 60 AA Rayovacs. 60 batteries. Look at that. 60 bad boys. So now I am excited to create enough content to burn through 60 batteries. This is about 15 four-hour sessions of footage. So I got a lot of recording to do. This is what I mean about commitment. This is practical. This is tangible. And what I want you to be doing with all the information that I'm sharing with you throughout all these videos, not just this one, but all the rest, is I want you to always keep in mind that everything that I'm telling you that seems abstract, it is abstract. It's a principle. It's a guideline. It's a rule of thumb. But you need to take it upon yourself to then find ways of applying it. Because this is how I interpreted commitment. This works for me. This is not going to work for you. You don't need 60 AA batteries. It's not going to do anything for you. You need something else in your life. Commitment for you is going to mean something totally different. But the idea of it is still going to apply. The abstract principle is going to apply. How it's going to actually manifest, that's for you to decide. You have to use your best judgment. But all these concepts that I'm throwing at you, they are practical. So don't tell me they're abstract. You just aren't using them the way that I want you to be using them. You're not taking the initiative. You still have to do the work. I'm not here to solve your problems. I'm here to give you ideas. I'm here to inspire you and to keep you honest with yourself and to keep you accountable to your highest self. And I do that by providing wisdom, knowledge, inspiration, whatever. So this is what it comes down to, right? Start to be smart about this. Start to see how wisdom manifests in the world in practical ways like this. And you will start moving forward really fast in your life, because all the stuff that you know is right, you're gonna start doing it, and it's gonna start manifesting. It's gonna start happening. You're just gonna start taking action, and stuff is gonna connect with you, and you're gonna say, ah, so that's what that principle meant. And you're gonna start to say, oh, okay, so that principle is actually, it was abstract, but it was actually kind of powerful. There's power in the abstractness of it. Because I can give you very, very minutia-type tips and techniques, but that's not going to make you resourceful. Plus, it's just not very practical with this format, where I don't really know you too well through the camera. But the more powerful thing here is that you start to develop an understanding and an appreciation of what abstract principles and ideas can do for you. When you start to see that, wow, when you really feel it, you really buy into this, that wisdom can actually be practical and can actually be transformative to your life and improve your life in very tangible ways. What's going to happen is that you're really going to buy into this whole idea of self-mastery that I'm promoting. You're going to buy into the self-help movement. You're going to start reading books. You're going to start accumulating more wisdom. You're actually going to start thinking about wisdom. And that's what you need. It's not enough to just sit here and absorb information from me. It's not even enough to go and apply a principle. I want you to go above and beyond that. I want you to not only apply a principle successfully and to see how this works, but I want you to start to cultivate a deep appreciation and understanding that these principles are powerful and that you should want to learn about them and understand them almost for their own sake, not even for what they do for you, although they can do a lot, but almost for their own sake because of the power that they have and the majesty of wisdom. All right, so this is it. I'm getting off my soapbox. This is Leo signing off. Go ahead, leave me your comments. Share this. Please like it so that others can get the message. And of course, I would like you to check out actualize.org, where you can sign up to the free newsletter, where I release exclusive articles every week so you can stay on top of your commitment and recommit, and I can help you to keep remembering and holding yourself accountable. Also, for signing up, you get some awesome free bonuses. You get a 19-part video series, exclusive only to my subscribers, and you also get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching from me, which I give away every month. So you don't want to miss out on that. Go ahead and sign up right now.